Gabriella.
Yes, and good morning. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. But I just got on myself, so.
Okay. Hey, Hannah. Next time you make a big bunch of challah, could you let me know? I would love to come teach me how to do that.
I'd be glad to.
Great.
Probably won't do it this week, but the following week I will.
Okay, that's fine. No worries. I have a bread maker that I got, so I was like, okay.
Oh, well, good.
And now that I'm not working, I have time to do that.
Right. Okay, that'll be good. I like using the bread machine.
Yeah.
I have a Bosch, but it's a lot of trouble to pull it out with the bread hook and all.
Yeah.
But I used to do that. I guess if I had a bigger kitchen and I could keep the mixer out. But since I don't, it's easier since I have the two bread things on the counter.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Hanok.
How are you, Martha? And Hannah, Shavuot Tov to
you.
Thank you. Gabriella. Hope you all had a good Gabriella.
Shavuot Tov.
I hope you all have had a beautiful Shabbat and have been rejuvenated for this coming week. Please join me in saying the Ana Bekoach. We will now connect to the energy of certainty utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. The verse comes from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29. We'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudsha b'richu l'ishkinte b'tchilu urchimu tchilu tchilu urchimu ve'achta l'shem yudhe b'vavhe v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah lasok Torah mitzvah vayhino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu karenei aleinu maaseh yadeinu karenehu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nand Kutcha Urihu Koma David Eila Witata Ola Ihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Belei Lachmila Bialma Divae Barnash Ledachya Leia Mineya ulanaga Beya Kalana Dehakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikola Itsteri Be Alma. The energy of this year, 5780, our current year, has a revealed energy of compensation, and a concealed energy of Shefa. The way we reveal the Shefa and connect it to the compensation is by studying a verse from the Tanakh that connects to both energies. Tonight, we will be studying a verse from Jeremiah. It's section or chapter 51, section 4, verse 41. Ech milkeda shesha watitafes tehilat koharet echaita l'shama bekobagoim. The translation of this verse, how is Sheshach taken and the praise of the whole earth seized? How is Babylon become an astonishment among the nations? The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We study one verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael undati v'shakan taktav v'lo yirgaz Od willo yosifu, v'nei avla l'anoto ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter out loud with its root vowel in sequence. Wahe wayo la yo sayote alame mehe shi la la he aka aka heta ezayo alada wahe heya yozalame behe ereyo hekome awaka la yo la wa wa pehela. Nulacha yo 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 me la he wa nuta he a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he kawako me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ka wa wa la yo la he sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu wa nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he he re he me ta re wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo ta me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We'll now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me be be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu ta la he wa he me a. Hey me a yo ta la me re he me yo yo. Hey me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa. Me nu la nu me ha yo ke yo me nu a he. Hey he wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta. Shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be. Wa he re yo yo la wa la he he ka a ko. He nu da nu yo he wa me re he a lo he ya za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he ya sa a la re yo a a la he ta he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he he a yo nu ko me yo re la me he me ba e. Hey me hey me za re wa he be yo a he ala wa me za yo adame be me kako ala a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the 22nd day of Sivan: Rabbi Isamar Rosenbaum, Rabbi Raphael Shlomo Erdit, and Rabbi Eliyahu Bechor Chazan. And the Ani meditation. This is a tool to climb the tree of life. We're going to start with Malchut. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yesod. You ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yo hu. Oh. You ahuni wu yo hu. Who you are who ni wu yo who you are who ni wu yo who Netzach ye ahini wi yo he ye ahini wi yo he ye ahini wi yo he Tiferet yo ahoni wo yo ho yo ahoni wo yo ho yo ahoni wo yo ho Gevura. Yeah, niwi yoch. Yeah, niwi yoch. Yeah, niwi yoch. Esset. Yeah, heni way yo hair. Yeah, heni way yo hair. Yeah, heni way yo hair. Bina. Yeah, heni way yo hair. Ye aheni we yo hey. Ye aheni we yo hey. Achma. Ye ahani wa yo ha. Ya'ahani wa yoha. Ya'ahani wa yoha. Keter. Ya'ahani wa yoha. Ya'ahani wa yoha. Ya'ahani wa yoha. The Ma meditation. Yud, yud, hey, yud, hey, wav, yud, hey, wav, hey, yud, yud, hey, yud, hey, wav, yud, hey, wav, hey, yud, yud, hey, yud, hey, wav, yud, hey, wav, hey, yud, yud, hey. Yud hey wav, yud hey wav, hey yud, yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav, hey. In the eighth verse of the Anabakoa, we say in a whisper. Today's class is a Zohar class for the Parsha of Korach. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In the first row, the right-hand column, when that landing page opens up, scroll down to Parsha Korach in the book of Leviticus. And when that landing page opens up, please scroll down to section 5, which is where we will begin, but we will also be studying section 6 this evening as well. We'll start with Pasuk 20 of section 5. We will say the 8th verse of the Anabakoa in a whisper, followed by the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kutshabarichu ishkinte bidki l'urchimu udkilu udkilu urchimu l'yachta l'shem yudhe bovate v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'sok Torah mitzvah. Vayehino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu kunenei aleinu maasei yadeinu kunenehu. Vayomer Moshe el Aharon, kach et ramachta. Vigomer ribichi ayopata, kamat melech malake mavet. Ve'ish chacham yekaparana yemait lahu livnei nasha le'istamra mechovayhu ulnatra ovadayhu yehabekama bimin alma idan bekol yoma yoman Yoma Ovadim Bemitkelas Alkin Umashkichin Vialaihu Leela Viachtivu Kameya Vekad Ovadayahu Divne Nasha Lamit Kashran Dame Malka Salik Rugza Bedina Itar Tahidiktiv Hamats Belech Malake Mavet Viad Beko Yoma Vioma Bae Barnash Leiz Dahara Mechovo. And Moses said to Aaron, take a censer, Rabbi Chiya opens the discussion with the verse, "The wrath of a king is as messengers of death, but a wise man will pacify it." How particular people need to be to prevent themselves from giving in to their iniquities and to be careful with their activities. At various occasions, the world is judged, and on a daily basis, their deeds are entered onto the scales of justice. They are monitored from above and are recorded before him. When a person acts are not fit for the king, anger rises and judgment is stirred. This is what is written: "The wrath of a king is as messengers of death." Therefore, a person must be on watch for his iniquities each and every day. My commentary. We know that Hashem does not get angry, yet we always read the Torah using words of personification. What is the meaning of these words of personification? It helps us to understand the importance of times when judgment is prevalent, that we should pay attention and not do things that do not control themselves and do not control ourselves from doing things that will create a reaction in the boomerang law with an action of the code word messengers of death. These code words are saying specifically, what you do will come back to you with the greatest negativity. Verse 21. Ishtekach bedara zaka adirashim le'ela kutshabarichu ashkach peya ishtekach rugza lemalka de itrigaz alado wahawa dava al santira lemebadina Adhaki al rahima Dimalka vikam kameya Kewan dechama Leya malka itnahiru Anpo ashari Ahu rahima Dimalka leishtaye Behadeya Umalka Hade Livatar Kadata Santira Kaza Anpo Dimalka Hadan Istalak Ute Azil Beyavila Havedina Ukdain Ahu Rahiba Laelimalka Alavadom Kapir Lehukish the Ishpacham Yakapreda. But a wise man will pacify it. During the time when the prosecutors prevail on the world and anger impends, if the righteous man is at hand in that generation, who is distinguished above? The Holy One, blessed be He, looks at him and the anger subsides. This is similar to a king who is angry at his servants and demands the officer that carries out the justice. In the meantime, the beloved of the king arrives and stands in front of him. And as soon as the king sees him, his face shines. When that friend of the king begins to speak with him, the king is glad. After this, when the police official arrives and sees the king's face in happiness, he departs and no longer carries out the sentence. Then that beloved of the king beseeches the king on behalf of his servants, and the king forgives them. As a result of this, a wise man will pacify it. a commentary. The important words in this pasuk is for us to realize that a friend of the king does not appear in every generation. Therefore, each of us needs to strive to become that friend of the king, which is a righteous man, or a tzaddik, or a tzaddeket. Pasuk 22. Ofaka karchama Moshe derugza tawatale miad biyomer Moshe elaharon begindihu shoshbina matronita uktoret klasalka elabiyadoi bihu aske shalama ba'alma kashir kashra b'dim hemnuta ketoret ha'ukmuha edbavta de'ela witata kishura hemnuta saliku derugza ahidipiv shemen uketored yisama levukdein rishakam vikaprena ya'yenake vidake here too, when Moses saw the anger pending, Moses immediately said to Aaron, "He is the groom," meaning that friend of the queen, "and the incense does not rise except through his hands, since he increases peace in the world and ties the knot of faith, that is Malchut." Incense was already set and explained. That is the joy above and below, the tie of faith and the disappearance of anger. This is what is written, "Ointment and perfume rejoice the heart." Then a wise man will pacify it, will clean and purify that anger, and compassion will be stirred. My commentary. We need to light the censer, which is the incense, along with the candles. This is our replacement for the friend of the king. We never truly know when judgment enters the world, but if we say the preparation of the incense and the lighting of the menorah twice a day, we can acquire a friend of the king to speak on our behalf. That's the end of this section. Does anyone have any questions?
I do.
Go ahead.
Okay, and for Pasuk 20, it mentioned Hashem does not get angry. And yet, when I read the Torah portion today, several places, you know, one particular place about the quails and a couple of places where you see the, talks about the Lord, you know, anger being kindled. And so I'm just kind of wondering how, you know. I know he doesn't contradict himself, and I know, you know, I just trying to understand how we read the Torah, and he talks about his anger, and yet.
Well, number one, I think the statement that the Lord does not get angry is my commentary. So let me make sure that that's correct. Yes, it's my commentary.
Okay.
So let's understand. The Torah speaks in the language of men. We understand that the language of men is that men get angry. We can understand that. But does Hashem truly get angry? The answer is no. Hashem never changes. We change. Hashem gets angry at us means we're angry with him. Hashem gets angry at us is a way for us to understand the meaning of what was taking place. You mentioned that the people were hungry for meat. Why would they be hungry for meat? Because they like meat? Look at all the miracles Hashem has presented them as they're walking in the desert and before they leave Egypt. There's all of these miracles. How can they be angry that there's no meat? They know Hashem can provide the meat. They didn't look to themselves to say, I need meat. I desire meat. Why am I not getting this meat? I have to look at myself. The language of men is for us to be looking at ourselves. Hashem doesn't get angry. Every sage writes that Hashem doesn't get angry. Every righteous person says Hashem doesn't get angry. But what does he do? Hashem only shares with us. He shares what we merit. You want meat? You don't merit the meat. It's not healthy for you. How can kosher meat not be healthy for you? If I really have to answer that question, what are we saying? Kosher meat today is not kosher. Is that a true statement? Kosher meat today, one shochet, one slaughterer, of course I don't mean a slaughterer in the sense of a slaughterer, I mean a shochet, a man who is righteous, who is God-fearing, and he is paid to slaughter 800 chickens a day. If I made a calculation, how many birds get slaughtered every second or every minute? People cannot keep up with that. A human being cannot do that. So why do we expect him to do it? What will make his birds not kosher? There are many different things, among which is his consciousness when he's doing the slaughtering. So I can make the statement, kosher meat is not kosher. Yes, I eat kosher meat. I'm not telling you don't eat kosher meat. But if you think it's truly kosher, you have another thing to think about. I hope it's clear for you. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say yes. Yes, you did. And you clarified a lot of other things also. Thank you.
You're welcome. Are there any other questions on Section 5? We will start reading Section 6. Starting with Pasuk 23.
Rabbi Elazar Amar Al Hachritu Et Shevet Mishpechot Achtati Mitoch HaLevim Begin Deinun Giza Vesharsha Delewaye Wizot Asu Lahem with you Willow Yamutu Divae Kahana Liat Kana Lahu Da Agi Dikrivin Inun Lakucha Laye Alun Elab
Vatikuna Dekahana Dehu Yada Simana Deim Tun Lagabeya Wilayatir Wikad Nakasya Lemane Kudshabrik Kidain Kisuya Ahara Share Vyasir Lon Lakarva Vemeheme Dehabila Vahashala Eat Lakabaihu Ela Lakahana Demila Dilhon Ovada Dilhon Dirazva Vivahasa Vyele Wayele Armakala. The translation. Rabbi Elazar said, do not cut off the tribe of the families of the Kohathites from among the Levites, since they are the trunk and the root of the Levites. But thus do to them that they may live and not die. The priest must establish that for them. Even though they are nearing to the holy, they should only approach with the amendment of the priest, since he is aware of the signal, up to where he can reach, and no further. When they cover the holy vessels, another coverage prevails from above, and it is forbidden for the Levites to approach and look. Since anything that is in a whisper, that is a secret, applies only to the priests, since their speech and activities are in secret, and they whisper. The Levite's speech and activities are in the raising of the voice in song. My commentary. There is a teaching from the sages that after Mashiach, the relationship between Kohanim and Levites will change. The Levites will be the priests and the Kohanim will be the singers and assist in the temple. The source of this teaching, in my opinion, is this pasuk from the Zohar. It is telling us that before Mashiach, there are secrets and there is revealed wisdom. After Mashiach, there will be more room or necessity for secrets, and therefore the Levites will be the teachers working in the temple. Pasuk 24. Vikich kachane bachasha uvraza viadasir Lon chamra dechamra liara makala Ugala razinihu Vikich levae it mesaru Liara makala dehabedina Itachad dina beit kalyayo Ihu farsema Mila kame kola Aval kahana komiloi Viraza uvachasha Vilav beit kalyayo Begin de ihu yemina kadidin sharyan bialma mesitra dismala yemina yehe maikrava uma kabiktoret de ihu bachasha veraza dakik The translation. Therefore, all the activities of the priests are performed quietly and secretively. Consequently, wine is forbidden to them, since wine is for raising the voice, for song, and revelations of secrets. The Levites are given to attend the raising of voice, because they are connected to judgment. And judgment is open in order to publicize it to all. However, all the priest's words are secretive and in a whisper. They are not spoken openly, because he is of the right, that is Chesed. When judgments prevail on the world, from the left aspect, the right draws near. By means of what? By the burning of incense, which is done quietly in secret, more subtle and refined than anything. And that is Bina. My commentary. After Mashiach, there will be no difference between Malchut and Bina. They will become mirror images of each other. There will only be judgment, which will be loving kindness. Gevura and Chesed will become mirror images of each other. There will no longer be a need for boundaries. Gevura, since each person will know the limitations that apply in each relationship. This is my opinion. Our sages say that when Mashiach comes, the only difference in the world will be Israel will no longer be subject to the yoke of the other nations. That implies two different steps in the coming of Mashiach. One step immediately, and one step after the revelations of the Torah secrets. Pasuk 25. Tachatzi kadhai madbecha achara shari liatara itaruta kadla ishtekahu zakain Madbecha bedima'a idar legabeya Bekaim lekabeleya bedinin mishtache Viad kaima lekabel da Ugdein dina istalak. The translation. Come and see. When this other altar, the external altar, which is Malchut, begins to stir, the awakening of judgment, and no righteous people are around to protect it, the inner altar, Bina, awakens to him and stands up against him, and the judgments are subdued. Therefore, this one stands opposite the other one, and then judgment departs. My commentary. This pasuk is describing the relationship of the two steps referred to by Chanuch's commentary in pasuk 24. Judgment will leave, and in its place will be an expansion of loving kindness, which is Chesed. Pasuk 26. Rabbi Elazar Amar Zot Avodat B'nei Kehat B'yohel Moed Kodesh HaKadashim B'shat Adivneid Kehat Natlin Kodesh Kadashim Kedei Natei Kachana V'Hafei Kola Ad la yachrivun lenat la leya vela hawo chaman de almin madinun natlin elakola bekisu yayo minaihu kimadiktiv uva acharon uvanal bin so ahamachane wehori du et faruket amasak vero kisu yayo imane matisha bekelet ihu begin diskelet haukuha Itmar batar de iskashayo kola mekarvin bene kahat tenat lin vila mekarvin ela beinun badim denachim levar hachidikis vekila acharon uvanav. The Kasot Ed Hakotesh Wigomer. Bin Soav Hamachane Veachare. Kenyavo Bene Kahat. Leseat Wigomer. The translation. Rabbi Elazar says, this shall be the service of the sons of Kohat in the tent of meeting, namely the most holy thing. During the period of time that the sons of Kohat came to take the Holy of Holies, the priest approached and covered everything prior to their approach, and they never saw what they carried. Instead, everything was covered from them, as it says, and when the camp sets forward, Aaron shall come, and his sons, and they shall take down the veil of the screen. Most of the casings of the temple's utensils were colored blue. The significance of blue was already explained and taught. After everything was covered, the children of Kohat, who carried it, came near. They did not get any closer than the poles that extended out, as it is written. And when Aaron and his sons have made an end of covering the sanctuary, as the camp is to set forward after that, the sons of Kohat shall come to bear it. My commentary. The name Kohat can permute to a word that translates as a handle or a butt. We learn from this that the most holy thing is the butt, as we learn that Adam, prior to eating the fruit from the tree of knowledge, did not have a digestive system, and therefore no butt, since there was no waste from what he consumed. There is much to contemplate here about what should be one's desire for honor and name recognition. Pasuk 27. Bekich ketoreti penima wakol madi beraza tekachana itbesar viad beikach acharon kasher diber Moshe vayarat el toch hakahal vayiten et haketoret. Dehi penima araza dikahana yedain vaikaper al ha'am vayamod ben ha'metim uvein ha'chayim din ilana dechayai uvein ilana demota kedem Yemina kariv da beda, wa te atzar hamagefa, zaka ahulaka dekahana itleya, teila viela ve itleya, heila letata wehugarim. Shilama leela witata ukau zimna samala balach leimina ahidikti vailau alecha vayoshara utuk tocha vaimina bismala Mishtachem Bamikdash. Translation. Therefore, burnt incense, which is inward, and all that is in secret is given over to the priest. Therefore, Aaron took as Moses commanded and ran into the midst of the congregation, and he put on incense, because it is of the innermost, the secret of the priest who is also within. Then, and made atonement for the people, and he stood between the dead and the living, that is, between the tree of life and the tree of death. Then the right causes one to approach the other, meaning the tree of life that is right comes close to the priest who is right, and the plague was stayed. Praised is the priest's lot, since the priest has power above and the power below, and he is the cause of peace above and below, and at all times the left serves the right. This is what it says, that they may be joined to you and minister to you. And the right that is included in the left is prevalent in the temple. My commentary. Do you see a paradox in this pasuk? First it says the left serves the right, and then it says the right is included in the left. One phrase refers to prior to Mashiach, and one phrase refers to after Mashiach. This corrects our misunderstanding that after Mashiach, Yevorah will disappear. It will just protect Chesed, not limit Chesed. The question occurs as to what does Chesed need protection from after Mashiach? Or is the idea of being within just describing the relationship of the physical and the spiritual locations? That's the end of this section. Are there any questions? It's also the end of our class, so as you unmute yourself.
I have a question.
I'll remind you that I'll remind you that there are classes tomorrow at 10:30 West Coast time and also at 3:00 West Coast time. And that Monday night is Rosh Chodesh, our Rosh Chodesh event. Actually, it's the following week. Go ahead, Malka. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
Could you expunge on the Kohenim will be the singers of temple and the Levites will become the priests? Because of the hidden secrets, can you just go in a little bit more detail about that as to why? Because Pinchas is going to be the priesthood forever, right? So is it referring back to that? Yes. And so he was from the Levite tribe. He wasn't a Kohenim, but he was a Levite. He was in the Levite tribe.
Who wasn't a priest? Pinchas?
Yeah.
Are you saying that Pinchas wasn't a priest after he was given the priesthood or before?
Before. He wasn't a priest prior to that. He was from the Levite
family. I'm not trying to confuse you. I want to walk it through. I'm going to answer your question, but it needs to be done slowly and carefully.
Okay.
Who was the high priest? Let me rephrase it. Who was the first high priest?
Well, Moshe was. And then Aaron, right?
Correct. That is correct. Moses was the first high priest. Is Moshe a Levite?
Yeah.
What does it mean that the Levite is left column and the Cohen is right column. What is the real meaning of that, the real understanding?
Well, it's judgment and righteousness. The Levites are servants, the servant of the temples. I mean, they pronounce judgment. I mean, or carry out judgment. They carry out all the services of...
They do carry out all the services in the temple, yes, including singing and elevating the mood of the penitent, the person who's bringing a sacrifice because he committed a sin and he's feeling guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And the Levite from the left column elevates his mood through song. But let's go a little deeper. What does the Levite do? Why is he connected to the left column? And what does that truly mean?
Well, I think from Shechem, the incident with Dana or Dinah, however, and Shechem
is Dina.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the incident with Dina. Who went into the city of Shechem? Levi and his brother Shimon. And we're taught that Levi is soft judgment, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, and Shimon is harsh judgment, the first day of Rosh Hashanah. And we're never to put them together. Because if you put them together, these two levels of judgment, the world cannot survive. What do you mean the world cannot survive? Of course the world will survive. But when you put the two levels together, the strength of judgment overpowers the chesed of the priest. So the Shimon, the tribe of Shimon, the harsh judgments have to be kept apart. Now your question is, after Mashiach, the Levite is going to become the priest. But who was the first priest? Was Moshe, who was a Levite. He wasn't a priest. He was the central column. The priest is the right column. But we only need a priest. We only need the right column when we're out of balance. But if there is no evil inclination, there is no sin. And if there is no sin, then who is the priest? We revert back to the firstborn being the priest. The Levites become the firstborn. But why would they become the firstborn? Because they've been tied to the temple.
Right. They are Hashem's firstborn because he took them as his firstborn son, basically.
No, they followed the halakha, which... The reason Levi was tied as the tenth, when you read the halakha of how to tie the animals, literally you count the number of sheep you have, and you as they go through the gate to get into the corral, for lack of a better term, because I don't know the correct term, the sheep goes into the corral, and you count it. But what we know is when it goes into the corral, the sheep closest to the gate, so they're the last ones in, but they're the first ones out. So now you've counted all the sheep. Now you reverse the process, and you start counting the sheep coming out, And every tenth one that comes out is tied to the temple. When you count Jacob's 12 tribes, 12 sons, the ones that go in first come out first. Excuse me, the ones that go in last come out last, come out first. I'm getting confused. The ones who go in last come out first. So if you count, starting with Reuben is first, and who is last? Benjamin. But count back from Benjamin as they exit the gate. You get to the 10th son, which is Levi. That's why Levi is tied to the temple.
Okay.
Why is Levi going to be the priest? Because he was always meant to be the priest. He was always meant that it is soft judgment. What is soft judgment? What do we think about soft judgment? We know what harsh judgment is. It's war. What is soft judgment? The discipline of a parent for a child who is errant. There's love in that judgment. And that is the meaning of why the priests and the Levite, they're the same after the Tikkun, after the Mashiach. I hope I have confused you, because it's just as clear as mud to me, whatever I said.
Okay, one more question. Do you think, my thought is right at this moment, is that all the firstborn that were supposed to get the double portion, right? Is that
yes.
also going to revert back to all the firstborns, where you have the secondborn most of the time getting the double portion? That'd be Joseph, Rachel, which was her firstborn, but Reuben was supposed to get firstborn. I believe that's how it went. But is that going, all the firstborns are going to revert back to their double inheritance after the Mashiach? Since it was rightfully, per se, it was rightfully theirs? The first
it's an excellent
status.
Question. It's an excellent question. My best guess, because I do not know, I'm not an expert in this subject, my guess, best guess is to remember that after the Mashiach, there will be no need for the Torah, except for the holiday of Purim and Hanukkah. Some say Hanukkah as well, as, but for sure Purim. So the rest of the Torah isn't needed, because we will know inherently, intuitively, always what is the right thing to do. We won't need to study the Torah. The Mashiach will always tell us what is supposed to happen. He is the king. And he will consider with those tzaddikim, and that between all of them, decisions will be made, and all of us will follow those decisions because they are right. So, is the firstborn going to get a double portion? No one's going to die. So, what's the purpose of a double portion?
Right, right. We will all have double portions, per se.
We won't even be limited to the double portion. We'll all have 100 portions.
Right.
But it's an excellent question. Are there any other questions? You all have a beautiful Shavuot Tov. I hope you'll join us for classes tomorrow. The 10:30 classes, continuing the 10 luminous emanations, and the 3 o'clock class will continue our study of the advanced reincarnation material. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.